The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets, shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is a pretty harsh condemnation by our Lord. "Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." The scribes and Pharisees were blocking the way of those who wanted to follow Jesus. They were the most formidable obstacle to the gospel at that time. These scribes and Pharisees were people who, under the guise of doing good, kept only the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law. They closed themselves off to the love of God and neighbor. They hardened their hearts and, though apparently very upright, turned others away from fervent pursuit of God, even to the extent of making virtue itself distasteful. Jesus' criticism is vehement because they are worse than open enemies. Against an enemy who is openly hostile to you, you can set up a solid defense against them. But to people who go behind your back, who are to your face, speak well, but then kind of come at you covertly, it's very hard to deal with. It's very hard to defend against this. And so Jesus severely reproaches these doctors of the law who, given their study and meditation on Scripture, were the very ones who should have recognized Jesus as the Messiah and led others to him. Specifically, since his coming had been foretold in the sacred text, in the sacred Scripture that they had learned since they were children. However, as we learn from the gospel, the exact opposite happened. Not only did they not accept Jesus, they obstinately opposed him. As teachers of the law, they should have taught the people to follow Jesus. Instead, they blocked the way. My brothers and sisters, our goal then as Christians is very specifically to not block the way of other people who are trying to follow Christ. Not block the way of a soul's pursuit of Jesus and the kingdom of God. They have enough obstacles and blockades set up by the world in which we live. No, these souls, when we meet them, need encouragement. They need help. They need prayer, fasting. They need us to help them and encourage them along the way. And that's it. That's all we need to do today and dwell on today is focusing on who might need that encouragement, who might need a word of praise or accolades or whatever God is calling us to today.